All right, it's agony hour special. Well, it's not a special, it's just more agony. we've got loads of good ones as well. It's a good show, I think. I've got the usual panel stroke people with me to dispense.
Experts, you mean, mate? Experts.
Tales of wisdom. I'm going to dive straight in without further ado. Because we've got a lot to get through. My former best mate of 6 years started going out with my ex-girlfriend completely out the blue. The question I have is, should I forgive him or continue to avoid him completely? Some points to consider. One, my initial reaction was to cut off all contact and I haven't spoken to him for nearly a year now. Two, I was completely over my ex when he started going out with him. However, it was a difficult breakup at the time, over 2 years ago, and he personally witnessed how badly it affected me. Three, he was my best mate for 6 years. I'm talking best man material, friends for life situation. Four, we have a shared group of mates who I see less frequently now because of the whole situation. Five, I do occasionally miss our former friendship and consider reaching out. However, my gut reaction is that he doesn't deserve it and I can't imagine it could ever be the same. It's been on my mind for a while now, so hoping you fellas can provide some perspective.
Can I pop here straight away?
Pipe away.
Can I just go first? Before you say anything, like, have you picked this purposefully so it's so close to the bone?
This is very close to a bone for me, this.
Is it? It is for me as well. But which side are you on?
Oh, I've forgotten all this. I popped this up there.
Actually, now I think about this could be written by my mate. Well, now I think about it, I've been both sides of this bone.
I'm sweating.
Well, I've been both sides, in my youth, and... I'm very loath to talk about this, actually. Yeah.
Can we just stop this one now?
I'll speak quite broadly about this. So I'm likely people involved will listen.
Look at how happy John is.
I knew yours, Colt, but I'd forgotten. And it's just sort of eat back into my head, but I didn't know yours.
Do you want to have a go here? Copy on me.
You go. I keep interrupting. Go on. Sorry.
All right. I didn't mean it like that. But anyway, I would say, right, in the former thing where he feels the wronged party. I remember it's a long time ago where I did feel the wronged party, and that script he's given is pretty, pretty close to what I went through with a very, very close friend. Years later, he actually married and has had children with the person who was at the heart of a love triangle. And he and I, although we took a while, we were estranged because of my fucking anger with him, right, for a few years. We did reconcile because I genuinely missed him, and he was a brilliant friend and is to this day. But when we reconciled, there was sort of a tacit agreement never to speak of what had gone before and had caused the schism. And we did eventually speak about it, I think drunkenly, because I'd forgotten we'd spoken about it, but he actually reminded me of it. And I sort of said, time, as ever, was the great healer on this thing. And I would pass this on advice, because I look back and I go, the fellow went on to have a story with the third party in this triangle and children. Go, my part in it was as a bit part player, if you look back at the history of someone's life. So I now have huge humility on it and go, just fucking get over it, you know.